back here at the second and final hour Liberation Station radio show. Chris Steiner with you. The site is theliberationstation.com, streaming live on Facebook, facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, and shared over now to the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. And the chat room is over on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And let's start out here with a little plug, and then we'll take your call, V, on line three in just a moment, and then get into the commentary, as I promised, on that last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree on Prozac. And, you know, raising the question, does do the greater mental deficiencies we're seeing in society lately, the greater ineptitude from the COVID shots, you know, those folks who are continually producing that synthetic genetic spike protein, according to studies like those of Dr. Bruce Patterson, showing that the monocytes are reservoirs for those spike proteins. Do the mental deficiencies from the COVID shots mean more prescriptions for psych drugs? And some other commentary that I'll have to share. First, I want to point out to for folks before we even get the audio ad up on that Sam is working on for Wild Pastures at wildpastures.com for wild-caught fish and meat. So I'll give you a little show this up on the screen as I'm reading it here for the Facebook viewers. For an offer for new subscribers here, it expires in 4 days, April 27th, for 20% off every box for life, plus 15% off your first box at wildpastures.com. And it gives a link over on the RBN site for you to get that promo. Wild Pastures, a membership discount club dedicated to bringing our members the highest quality pasture-raised domestic meats at the best possible prices. Sam says that he's been using them for a long time, so he's a good testimonial. And continues, we're committed to making better meals available and affordable for everyone. Our animals are 100% pasture-raised by family farmers right here in the USA, using rotational grazing practices on pastures free from pesticides and herbicides. As a result, they are happy and healthy. As a Wild Pastures member, you receive the lowest prices possible on the highest quality meats delivered to your doorstep every month. Don't want a membership? We offer one-time deliveries without being locked into a subscription. Wild Pastures works with highly principled farmers in the USA, raising their animals on lush pastures the way nature intended. Our farmers value raising healthy, happy animals in a way that is humane, sustainable, and protects and restores the environment. And continuing, our pasture-raised animals are part of a natural ecosystem. Our farmers use rotational grazing practices that mimic nature. Therefore, we do not need to use synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, hormones, or antibiotics. This beautiful process doesn't require the external resources required with environmental depleting conventional farming. And I'll interject there that there might be referring to, you know, how just like the pharmaceutical model is that making your agricultural model is supposed to be weakened by the use of these artificial means of production, artificial fertilizer from phosphate mining, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. So these fertilizers just list potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus. Those are the main elements that are in that fertilizer for, you know, tailored to whatever kind of crop you're growing, but most crops need just potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus, and they'll do okay, but they're not as able, their immune systems aren't as good, so they're not as able to fend off pests. And I think that the same is true for people and animals as well, that you don't have as good of nutrition, your immune system won't be as able to fight off pests. Or in plants' case, they're fungus, pests, and other weeds, so that's, or other plants, what we call weeds, whatever is not wanted. And so that's called forced growth, where they just give the plants potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus, and the farmers feel as if they're dependent on pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides in order to keep their crops growing. If they would, and that's why they're saying that it's, when you do it naturally, that it isn't necessary to introduce any of those other modern innovations that are that are living through chemistry. No, I think our health has gotten worse as a result. And continuing on, they say that they are domestically sourced at wild pastures. Many other providers source their meats from far outside the United States instead of getting cheap meat from questionable sources and paying a premium on freight to bring it halfway across the world. We've worked closely with family farmers in the USA. This is a far more beneficial model for local farmers, our members, and the planet. And I'll just cut off the ad right there, but expect to hear more from Wild Pastures, the ad on RBN here, and support them to support RBN. And also go over to the Republic Broadcasting page and donate. Hit the donate button if you can afford, and please make it a recurring donation so that RBN can budget. If you want to donate some one lump sum, try to resist the temptation maybe, and split it up, and then see how your situation is down the line. So I see we also have another caller. Let's start taking calls in just a moment. And the Wild Pastures promo, you can get to that through the rotating banner on the republicbroadcasting.org website. So the banner in the front, right there, smack dab in the middle, if you're on a desktop, it shows the various news stories and RBN announcements. And the one that I just showed up on screen, I'm not going to go back to, because there are so many darn stories here. So, but you can get to that discount. Again, that's 20% off every box for life, plus $15 off your first box when you go to this page and click on the membership discount link. And now let's take your calls. On line three, V, your host here, host on RBN on Friday's National Intel Report, and you're also on, I catch your show also, is it Saturday's Hardcore, the Red Pill?
No, hardcore. I'm Monday through Thursday, 10 p.m. to midnight Central, right, on the Red Pill Hardcore, and I do Friday's National Intel Report. Yes. Don't do weekends.
And those are central times.
Yes, those are central times.
All right.
Yeah, I you know, two things. First off, I definitely want to mention TLBTalk.com. That's our partnering social network, free speech social network. Definitely, you guys should be joining the social network and posting, because it's like Facebook, but without the censorship.
Yeah, it's so liberating to talk to other people who don't feel like they're about to be repressed, isn't it? These social networks like this.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
TLBTalk.com.
Yeah, you know, I've dealt with censorship for too long, way too long. I understand I put out some top secret information out there, but they're really worried about the social backlash from a lot of this stuff. I actually figured out today, because I'm listening to your show, I'm trying to go to TLB TV to find my episode where I personally interviewed Del Bigtree. This is like a few months before he started Highwire. And
was that like back in 2016, 2015, maybe?
This was like at least 5 years ago. So I'm looking for the episode because I'll reference people to that episode when they're talking about vaccine stuff, and it's not there anymore. YouTube has not sent me a notification, that's for sure. It was on my channel. It was on TLBTV's channel. This is back, I think I just got here to Poland, and it was maybe about 6 months in. I started my show, TV version of my show with MTV, which is basically InfoWars, the Polish version of it. And I started my show there, but I was actually transitioning over to TLBTV. And I took that show along with me.
What's the website for that? Is that a separate site, TLB.TV, or what is that?
Well, right now, it's TLBTV's on hiatus because we're focusing on the social networks. But once we have everything that we want from the social network, we're going to be turning that also into a video platform, not just to, because we're right now we're trying to combat Facebook, but then we're also going to try to combat YouTube and have our own tube, like TLB tube. So
great.
Once
yeah,
we get that ready,
cool.
Yeah, once we bring that back, we're starting up TLBTV again. I'll be helping to run that. But, yeah, I found that my episode was gone. No notification at all that is deleted. So they went this hush-hush. Now, I can understand why. I'm probably the first and only journalist that ever asked Dell the big question at the time, and that was, does he think that these vaccines are being used for eugenics? Because I rolled out the stats in front of him, that these vaccines at that time were causing autism more largely in Latinos, and then even more largely in blacks. You had a large disproportion of children messed up that were minorities, which, I mean, the numbers were staggering over those who were Caucasian that came out autistic. So I posed him, was this just a weapon, a eugenics weapon that they're experimenting with? And I stumped him for a second there. He had to really be careful with what he was saying. But he said, yeah, eventually said, more than likely, yes, this is what it is. And so I'm just for this blatant censorship, I'm going to re-upload that. I'm probably going to upload to BitChute and Rumble. I back up all of my shows at least two or three times over and offline storage so people can't screw with me. It's sickening how much they want to keep this stuff a secret. I mean, just the stomp all over my rights. It'd be one thing if they came up with some kind of issue. This video has this wrong with it or that wrong with it, and you have a choice to fix it or remove it. Blah, blah, blah. No, not even a notification of removal. It's just, boom, gone.
Yeah, I'm not bothering with YouTube anymore. I've had my channel shut down with three warnings. Of course, they don't explain what those are. Or detail or what I did wrong, so I can't prevent or I can't stop myself from doing it again. They tend to, like Facebook, go back and say, oh, the show from months ago is we're going to cite you for that. So yes. I'm not going to try to popularize YouTube anymore, waste my time, and you know, from what I've seen that due to so many people over the years, and I don't want to support someone who, you know, these social networks. What they're doing is they're getting folks to think, and you know, YouTube is a social network in a way, because you follow people and you comment on their posts and you have a feed. And you know, a lot of these video hosting sites are really a combination. They're oriented towards video, but they're social networks. And so they're getting, it's a psychological test to get us to see if we will tolerate our friends being knocked out of the arena for no good reason. And, well, are we just going to wait for them to come back and complain, or are we just going to ditch the platform, the arena? So, I'm done with YouTube. And yeah, there are these other sites, like you mentioned, BitChute and Odyssey and Rumble. And I got a list of them up on my site on the links page if folks want to check out these other social networks and video hosting platforms that are less ruthlessly moderated, near the top of the links page at realliberationstation.com, because it's so important. I put them up there at the top. And, you know, also search engines, you know, these are anonymous meta web search engines, so people can find what they're looking for. You know, DuckDuckGo is following in the path of Google, so I like Quant now, QWANT.com, and there are a few others listed up there, quite a few others, but yeah, you'll find what you're looking for. If you know, they say that they can't find something on the net, well, it's because you're using the wrong search engine. I even hear progressives on the community-sponsored radio stations call in and say that they can't find things anymore, and they're complaining. So I think we should point out, on we have common ground, that you're not going to be able to complain about any kind of activism in the future, no matter what your persuasion, if we don't ditch these folks. And now, did you hear that Facebook just, or Meta, I mean, parent company for Facebook, just their oversight board last Thursday recommended that they maintain its current policy of, quote-unquote, removing COVID-19 misinformation from its platform until the World Health Organization declares an end to the global pandemic.
So, well, you know, they'll kill their platform. Meta is already a dying entity as is. Nobody wants to do the Meta. people found that to be completely off-putting, especially when they know where this is going with AI. You know, most people that you're going to meet are going to be AI, going to be fake. People are going to find out they're in relationships with AI. They're going to go kill themselves, or they're going to go shoot up a bunch of people. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. All right, I see you going to break, so I'll let you go, buddy.
All right, V, appreciate it. And keep on doing a good show there. We'll be back here. Yeah, you see on Facebook all these people asking, these fake accounts asking, would you please beat my friend? Send me a friend request. They're looking for vulnerable prey, folks. So, gosh, no wonder it's so prolific. We'll be right back for Liberation.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Back on Liberation Station Radio Show, Chris Steiner with you, and we will return to the phone lines, Gene in Kentucky, just a moment. Wanted to comment, my source for the what I was reading from before the break to be is this article just a couple days ago on the Children's Health Defense Defender magazine, childrenshealthdefense.org. Facebook should keep removing COVID misinformation, Oversight Board says. The Oversight Board for Facebook's parent company, Meta, on Thursday recommended the social media giant maintain its current policy, quote-unquote, of removing COVID-19, quote-unquote, misinformation from its platform until the World Health Organization declares an end to the global pandemic. And he gives all the references there. A story I hadn't planned to cover, but I wanted to point that out to folks. And now we have the emergency ended in this country. I'm wondering, what about all those emergency use authorized products, the masks and the shots, because they're not administering the Comirnaty from Pfizer or the Spikevax from Moderna. So I wonder what's going to happen with those, how the states will respond. I think that was all a lame excuse. Emergency use authorization was a lame excuse for this to go on with the tests and the masks and the COVID shots, because they are all only by emergency use authorization. And we'll have to follow up and look into that. Gene in Kentucky, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Pharmaceutical companies have been messing with my life for many years. It all started with 70s, even the schools were pushing Ritalin back then. This is even in a Catholic elementary school. And I think I got one prescription of it and gave to my two boys. I said, no, never again. So I just worked with them. They were hyper, probably just like me. But they ended up being, merit scholars and all that stuff. So it worked out okay. And then, unfortunately, my son married.
They were very intelligent. They just didn't like the way they were being. They liked to learn. They didn't like the way they were being taught, like so many of us.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, so later on,
they turned, if they were scholars, they had great potential, though maybe they were just restless because they didn't like the slow pace.
Well, yeah, too, but I didn't know what taught. I know now. If I knew what I knew now, they would never have eaten the stuff I gave them. If I knew what I knew now. Okay, another thing, then later on, my surviving son, he married a witch, and she became a doctor of pharmacology. So her whole idea, if you had problems, was pharmaceuticals. So that destroyed my life because she decided that when I told her off, I found out she was giving the grandchild Adderall and all that, and I blew my top. And I called her up because, unfortunately, I left it on her answering machine, and she used it against me, and I got charged with harassment. Had to go back to court. Had to go to court and defend myself. And I took a plea bargain, which I really didn't want to, because I told the judge this had nothing to do with him. This was a family matter. Of course, that wasn't look like that. I mean, they made it believe that I was the witch. I wasn't the witch. I wasn't the one that was medicating my child because you didn't want to deal with him. A normal child. I mean, I observed a few times we got to see him that he was constantly on one of those little, you know, Game Boy type things, you know, when we got to see him a few times. And then later on I found out my granddaughter is becoming a pharmacist too. So that makes me very, very unhappy. And my grandson recently got hold of us after I never saw him for like close to 15 years. I was not allowed near them. I was forbidden by the judge to have anything to do with them. And I told, like I told telling them the world, I was trying to save them because I knew how bad drugs were because I had listened to health shows for years and they're constantly pushing pharmaceuticals on people. I refuse to take any of it. My husband takes quite a bit of crap because he won't eat right. I mean, it wasn't for Tom Rogers, I would never discover the truth out there. But anyway, whatever. So, like I mentioned, the grandson, he does not want to hear me badmouth his mother. And he still, and I told my husband,
yeah,
I said,
well,
look how...
Yeah, it's
look how when the grandson did show up, he was constantly, you know, pacing and stuff because he's on that type of crap. I mean, he's a good good student and all that. He's going to, but he wants to become an FBI agent, and that really disappoints me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of him becoming like an engineer, things like that, he was supposed to be. He's turned to the I call it the dark side. So whatever, but like I mentioned, pharmaceuticals will run your life.
Yeah, no, gotcha. Thanks for the testimonial, Gene. We'll be right back here at Liberation Station Radio Show. If you have to comment so briefly after this, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you on the last half hour, this April 23rd, 2023 edition. And calls are lining up. I see we have Tom and Stephen Douglas Whitener. So, Gene, you're on the line, I see. Do you have any finishing comments?
I could go on more about all this, but this is a bad situation. It'll never change. You know what I'm saying? People are going to keep on doing what they're doing. I can't convince my husband to change his ways either. He says blah, 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 blah when I talk. He's even heard Tom on the phone, but he won't listen. I mean, he's taken two of those injections, and he told me he wouldn't take any more. I mean, he tried to talk to me one night on the phone, drunk, and try to get me to go with him. I said, heck no, buddy. I'm not that silly. Silly, but so whatever. Love y'all up there. Y'all keep up the good work, and listen to Tom. He's trying to save your butts. Thank you.
All right, Gene, thank you, too. Love you, too. And, before we take the calls, I'll comment on, since we're on the topic here of psychiatric medicines, that folks want to check out a blog that I've compiled on my blogs page at theliberationstation.com. Go to the blogs page, and then you'll find psychiatric medications often provoke violence blog that you'll find a lot of resources. And also, a lot of these drugs are fluoride drugs like Prozac. And here's a list of them. I'll just go through from Fluoride Action Network, their article entitled Prescription Drugs That Contain Fluoride, June 20th, 2016, at fluoridealert.org is their site. Advair, Discus, Atorvastatin, Bacol, Celebrex, Dexamethasone, Diflucan, Flonase, you know, the sinus medication, Flovent, Haldol, Lipitor, the statin, Luvox, Fluconazole, Fluoroquinolone, antibiotics such as Cipro, Levaquin, Penetrix, Tequin, Factiv, Raxar, Maxiquin, Avalox, Naroxin, Floxin, Zagon, Omniflox, and Trovan, Fluvastatin, Paroxetine, Paxil, Prozac, Redux, and Zetia. And we know that fluoride isn't helpful for our IQs, so lots of studies that shows that it increases criminality, and also lead uptake, Dartmouth College studies on that, like by Roger D. Masters and others, Professor Masters. And you know, you're overloading your body with one toxin like fluoride. It makes it more difficult to eliminate other toxins like lead. And so, you know, that increases chance of seized found, chances of drug use and criminality from blood tests at the time they're arrested. We've got studies on that, but we don't have the time for going over that. I also wanted to mention that the, if you remember back in 1989, there was a Newsweek article that came out supporting Prozac. 4 weeks before that, L-tryptophan was banned in the fall of 89. And I'm going from Dr. Dean Wolf Mander's PhD site, Siri.com, CERI.com/trypto, TRYPTO.htm. And I've remembered this news as it came out before, and validated elsewhere. If you want to do just a web search online of the term tryptophan, genetically engineered, Japan, Newsweek, Prozac. So he writes, in the fall of 1989, the FDA recalled L-tryptophan, an amino acid nutritional supplement, stating that it caused a rare and deadly flu-like condition, eosinophilia myalgia syndrome, or EMS. On March 22, 1990, the FDA banned the public sale dietary of L-tryptophan completely. This ban continues today on March 26, 19, and that was actually, this is an outdated article, so I know L-tryptophan was decriminalized in about 2005, since I started buying it once again after that. On March 26, 1990, Newsweek featured a lead article praising the virtues of the antidepressant drug Prozac. Its multicolor cover displayed a floating gigantic green and white capsule of Prozac with the caption, "Prozac, a breakthrough drug for depression." The fact that the FDA ban of L-tryptophan and the Newsweek Prozac cover story occurred within 4 days of each other went unnoticed by both the media and the public. Yet to those who understand the effective properties of L-tryptophan and Prozac, the concurrence seems, quote, unbelievably coincidental, end quote. The link here is the brain neurotransmitter serotonin, a biochemical nerve signal conductor. The action of Prozac and L-tryptophan are both involved with serotonin, but in totally different ways. Elevated levels of serotonin in the body often results in the relief of depression, as well as substantial reduction in pain sensitivity, anxiety, and stress. Prozac, as well as other new antidepressant drugs such as Paxil and Zoloft, attempt to enhance levels of serotonin by working on whatever amounts of it already exists in the body. These drugs are known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. None of these drugs, however, produce serotonin. In contrast, ingested L-tryptophan acts to produce serotonin, even in individuals who generate little serotonin of their own. The most effective way to elevate levels of serotonin would be to use a serotonin producer rather than a serotonin enhancer, or as I would say, a recycling, a half-assed version of serotonin is what these SSRIs do. And I'm going to, I'll mention a couple points from this article before I cut it off. On February 9th, 1993, The U.S. government patent 518-5157 was issued to use L-tryptophan to treat and cure EMS, the very same deadly flu-like condition which prompted the FDA to take L-tryptophan off the market in 1989. Notwithstanding its public ban and import alert on L-tryptophan, the FDA today allows Ajinomoto USA the right to import from Japan human-use L-tryptophan. Distributed from the Ajinomoto plant in Raleigh, North Carolina, the L-tryptophan is then sold to and through a network of compounding pharmacies across the United States. Purchased by individuals only under a physician's order, L-tryptophan emerges as a new prescription drug in the serotonin marketplace. 100 500 milligram capsules cost about $75, approximately five times more than if they were sold as a dietary supplement. And again, this is outdated. So that's what they do, is they take something, if they can, that's effective, natural and effective and safe, or has a much safer, much better safety profile, then they'll make it a pharmaceutical drug like they have with fish oil. it's nuts. But at least L-tryptophan is allowed back on the market. And, you know, there are other precursors to L-tryptophan, like chromium. I think the best form of chromium is GTF chromium, or a glucose tolerance factor, best at improving insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism. And also gamma aminobutyric acid. And if you'd like to also check out a lot of other supplements for mood lifting and brain boosting, check out the Mood Lifting and Brain Boosting blog over at the blogs page at theliberationstation.com. And I think those are all the notes that I have for now that we have the time for, so let's get back to the calls. Tom in Utah, good morning to you there. What's on your mind?
Are we connected?
We are.
Oh, okay. I was honored and respected by Adele Bigtree, along with Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. I helped Ann prepare her script, her book called Prozac, Panacea or Pandora. So I would recommend that people read her book. She had a husband that was a victim of Prozac, and that drove her into that research and publication. She also runs a website called drugawareness.org. I hope that's still up. I know the pharmaceutical industry went after her big time and actually ended up forcing her out of her home, bulldozing it, and I was there trying to help her salvage her documents as they were bulldozing her house, literally, with her there. So you don't want to cross the big boys, Lilly or Pfizer. You don't want to do that. You'll end up like she and I. We're basically both homeless, in my case, blinded and broke. But if you can, get a copy of the book Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora, and or go to the website drugawareness.org. And, of course, Adele Bigtree and I, we were together on several panels, and gratefully respected and honored in that experience. My area was the pathological impacts predisposing Prozac or the fenfluroxetine poisons. By the way, what that does is actually it combines with the calcium in your bloodstream, turns calcium in, instead of being a conductor, into an insulator. So what you're effectively doing is doing a chemical lobotomy, particularly of the frontal lobe, where your conscience and your logic is processed. So is it any wonder? And I worked with Ann, Dr. Tracy, on the Columbine events and others. And almost every shooting, like you referred to before, has been predicated with the usage of the SSRIs or Prozac Luvox, Cerezon, you name it, Adderall, Ritalin also play their part. Anyway, just go to drugawareness.org, see if that's still up, and if you can, get a copy of the Prozac Panacea or Pandora.
Yeah, I have that. I have that listed up on the blog, the psychiatric medications often provoke violence blog, up on the blogs page at theliberationstation.com once again. And also the other the other website I have for the, for her, for Anne Blake Tracy, for her International Coalition for Drug Awareness is SSRIstories.net. And there's also, not to be confused with this, another site, SSRIstories.org, which is entitled Antidepressant Nightmares, which is also linked up on that blog. So folks can check out a lot of the resources there or add their own also if they'd like to enter something in on the blog.
Also, as a doorway into the cases where I got involved because of me laboring in pediatric pathology, I got drawn into these cases where families have been accused of abuse and neglect. So if you go into gassingamerica.com or poisoningthepoor.com, that's one of the cases, and you'll see links to there to the other cases, dozens of cases where I've been brought in, proving that the family did not neglect or injure their child, that literally they're the victims of federal actions. And, of course, DCFS or Child Protective Services. In fact, I ended up in Washington, D.C., in a face-to-face with Senator Barack Obama when I tried to help a mother in Chicago get her two children back. But Chicago or Illinois is so corrupt. We didn't prevail in that case, but in all the other cases, thankfully, with my lab experience and techniques, we proved that the families did not cause the maladies in the children that either lived or died. Got those cases reversed. So when you get a chance, go into gassingamerica.com, follow the links from that, which will include a link over to Ann Tracy's work. And Del Bigtree, I think, is a link in there as well, along with Gary Noll and several others that have worked in this field. Like I say, I've been honored as a panelist with Del Bigtree and with Gary Noll, with Ann Tracy. And the my contribution, of course, was the pathological premise for the need for the supposed need for these drugs. By the way, there is no need. But don't talk against them. Don't talk against the industry that's commercial. Otherwise, you'll end up like me and Ann, blind, broke, and homeless. Anyway,
well, you're in our prayers, so appreciate your information to help keep on protecting others. Thanks for your diligence, Tom. We got some other calls to get to, so we're going to have to move on. And first, I want to comment on another reason that I think that why our mental health is so poor, it's our microbiome. The gut flora produce a lot of neurotransmitters, and found that neurological conditions, including autism, can be alleviated by fecal transplants. And so I'll mention that the COVID shots are implicated now with destroying that microbiome, according to Dr. Sabine Hazan. And she was featured on the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree in a very long, hour-plus-long segment this past April 20th, 2023, and talking about a study in which she's, where she's an editor of COVID-19, it's in the British Medical Journal. It's COVID-19 Norway investigates 23 deaths in frail elderly patients after vaccination. And, I think that's the one here. Let me try to track that down here. But she just released a book on the microbiome, and entitled "Let's Talk the S Word" about our microbiome and publishers publishes new research showing our microbiome may hold the key to understanding autism and COVID-19. So check out the last edition of The High Wire with Bill Batry at thehighwire.com if you'd like to see all that. A lot of data that they've got to cover. And now let's get back to the calls. Lickety split. Stephen Douglas Whitener, another host here on RBN.
Hello.
Good morning. Or good afternoon.
Hi.
What's on your?
Well, howdy, Chris. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I tell you, appreciate all that I learned from Tom Rogers. You've seen the pictures of how I looked when I started talking on RBN. It's made a huge difference in my life, and
yeah.
I want to echo what that lady was saying about the pharmaceuticals.
Well, you look like a different man, a different person.
I feel Boy. Like a different man. I really do. It's an amazing difference to me. If I'd known, I would have tried this years ago, and I left another person behind, and it's only been about 2 years since I've ditched the meat and dairy. Not quite 2 years, a year and a half, and also a lot of fermented foods. I've been adding that. You were talking about the microbiome too, and I've been doing a lot of that too, and along with the alkaline water. All those things, they definitely, I could feel the difference quickly. I mean, mm-hmm. it's been within 2 years. I know some things may never come back, but after years of abuse of pharmaceuticals and, the food I ate and stuff, I was like 356, fat, sick, and nearly dead, as this saying goes. And, I feel like a different man now. So I'm not a pathologist like Tom or, this is my experience. All I can tell you is this is what I did, and it worked for me. And I've also seen other people who have done the opposite, and the way they've suffered. I don't see pharmaceuticals. The best they're going to do for you is to sedate and maybe control your symptoms of the whatever it is that's bothering you. They never get at the core cause. They never heal or cure anything. It's only you and your body that heals and cures you. That's been my experience. And those antibiotics,
right, that's the deception. That's the sorcery, I think, is that they make you think as if you're healed, but evil isn't able to heal. And it ties in, I think, with the one time that isn't noted in the Bible where Jesus was being accused or suspected of being in league with the devil for healing people. And he said that mm-hmm. the house divided cannot stand, pointing out that my experience also shows that evil can't heal. It can't repair, but it can recover. It can only give the illusion by covering up things like covering up symptoms. But, that's why another reason it's so evil is people think that it's their one-stop shop and they don't realize they have to go through all the process like you did of, changing your diet. And what is it that you did, changing your diet by cutting out the meat and dairy and then drinking ionized alkaline water?
Yes, at first what I would do was I went to a healthy kind of ketosis diet, tried to eat that, but I was eating meat and cheese and stuff, and I was intermittently fasting. I did that for maybe a year, that starting in the end of 2020, August of 2020, and by, I guess it was September, October 2021, I completely gave up the meat and dairy, and I had added alkaline water maybe 6 months into that. It made a huge difference, and all along, there's some things I wouldn't eat, but nothing. I try to eat nothing processed now either, if I can, stuff with the chemicals in it. That if you can read the label and it's something you recognize from nature, then I would eat it, But if it's got polysorbate 80, yada yada, and it comes in a box, just industrial product, stopped eating that too, and the change. It's been amazing. I feel so much better since I've done that. And I wanted to say sometimes those pharmaceuticals that are taken for the symptom, they can end up really harming people bad. For instance, my wife was taking statins, and they just started on them. They doubled the dose, and this drop in the cholesterol must really mess up her head. This was 10 or 12, I think, and I when I took them, I couldn't stand them. It just made me feel weak all over. I didn't take them very long, and I've had experience of popping tendons our ligament, I don't know which, you know, something in my shoulder. I think it was my bicep tendon on the left arm after taking Levaquin. It's an antibiotic, you know. I dealt with infections, sinus infections, over and over again, and it would be antibiotics and steroids, and I need a walker to get back and forth to my mailbox, man. Now I can do a couple of laps all the way around the block, you know. I feel like a new guy. So I just wanted to say awesome. It works, you know, to do that and encourage people out there, if they, you know, just do what you can, one little bit at a time. And I don't want to change the subject on you so per se, but I heard something you mentioned about Robert Kennedy running for president yesterday when you called in. I wanted to ask your opinion about something, if you don't mind me changing the subject for a second to that.
Okay, real quick.
Had you heard that his son had fought in Ukraine and briefly and came back? Do you know anything about that? I just wondered if you had heard that. I saw that right before we went on the you went to me. I remembered you calling in about it.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh. Okay. Well. Thanks. Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack you. I just while I had you on the phone, I remember you said that. And thanks very much for taking my call, Chris. Great show.
All right, Stephen, appreciate it. Oh, gosh, we're going out here. Sorry, we don't have time for more calls. That was Stephen Douglas Whitener every Saturday here on RBN from 10 a.m. to 11 Central Time. And, RBN's going to be conducting a spring book drive starting April 9th. Started already, so... The Final Judgment, The Missing Link in the JFK Assassination Conspiracy is the current book. With your donation of $100 or more, you can be entered by request only, please. Calling 800-724-2719 and speak with Mike, Julie, Frank, or Sam. Leave a note regarding your interest to enter the drawing with your PayPal or mail-in donation. Call when you send it in and you could get the book, Final Judgment, by Michael Collins Piper from John Statmiller's, the late John Statmiller's book collection. Thanks for joining, and thanks for expressing yourself, even if it's sitting in silence, basking in the natural radiance of your own soul and that God-given peace, setting good vibes out throughout your environment and throughout creation. Thanks for tuning in to Liberation Station Radio Show every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, I'll take great care.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.